Greetings, Flag Ranch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message dealing with anxiety. Anxiety is a feeling that can affect a person's physical and mental health and ability to function, caused by thoughts of trouble and uncertainty. People find different ways to deal with anxiety. Some ways prove to be more successful than others. God knew His children will experience anxiety because they are not exempt from trouble and uncertainty. But God left us a remedy when we find ourselves in positions and situations that can make us anxious. First of all, we need to remember that we never face anything alone. God is always there and fully aware of our situation. We must always remember how much He cares and loves us. He will never allow us to encounter something we are not capable of enduring. We must realize that we will not be delivered out of every situation, and like everyone before us, we too will die. Knowing these things, God says for us to bring all of our cares and concerns unto Him. It is not like He doesn't already know, but it is good for us to get things off our chest and express our desires and concerns to Him. With this in mind, we should also keep our troubles in perspective. By that I mean, as Paul put it, they are light afflictions that only last for a moment and are not worthy to be compared to what God has in store for those who love Him. So, just like the pain of childbirth lasts for a moment, the joy of a child lasts much longer, and the pains of childbirth are but a distant memory that in most cases is forgotten or seldom, if ever, thought about. Therefore, we are told to rejoice always, and even when we fall into all kinds of temptations and trials. Anxiety levels are rising because of the many factors people are facing here in the United States and around the world at the moment. Here in the United States, millions of people, sources of income has been cut off or interrupted. They are experiencing many tough choices and facing eviction from their homes and the loss of most of their possessions. They and their family and children are being asked to return to situations that may expose them to a deadly virus that is still out of control. We are being asked to wear face coverings, social distance, and stay at home as much as possible. Many of the things we were doing to relieve stress are no longer possible as we remain in isolation from family and friends. Social and racial tension has been highlighted as people continue to protest in the streets, as heavily armed demonstrators heckle one another and law enforcement and protesters clash. The nation is preparing to vote for the next president of the United States. In the midst of all this, as some are fueling distrust in an election, they are doing little or nothing to ensure it is safe and secure. And if all this wasn't enough, churches are struggling to remain open, relevant, and to keep its members engaged and focused. There is trouble and uncertainty, but God has given us the means to rid ourselves of all anxiety. Let us follow what God has left us as we witness and live through the coming days, weeks, and months. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. And be sure to download our mobile app to your phones and mobile devices. Don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that will come out on Thursday. And get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.